and a master herbalist, and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day on this morning to get yourself all up and ready and healthy and headed in the right direction. You know, it takes some work. It doesn't happen overnight. And we're going to have stumbles. We're going to have falls. We're going to fall off the wagon, tuck and roll and run away every once in a while. But, you know, the thing we have to remember is that every once in a while, we're going to have to realize that there is some work to be done, and we're going to have to give in, and we're going to have to do the work. That's how we see results, and that's how we get to enjoy our life, I think, in a little bit of a better way. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics, the things that are important for us to be sharing, and the conversations that, well, I think we need to have. And sometimes the conversations that we just don't have enough. So what I recommend doing is tuning into the show Monday through Friday. If you can't tune in live because of work and other things, or you're a sleeper inner in the morning, that's all good. With technology and courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the shows and listen to the ones, or all of them, that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. So I hope you'll take the time to do that and keep yourself up to date. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. To me, it's a no-brainer. It just makes great sense to be able to send you somewhere where I know your questions will be answered and you have people that have the passion and the education and the information to be able to, you know, make sure that you're heading toward those goals you've achieved for yourself. You know, sometimes it's not surprising to find out that if we're not having good results, we may be heading in completely the wrong direction. And no one ever told us because, you know, on our side, we have to take some of the credit. And fault as well, because we might not have ever expressed it to anyone. We were jumping on other people's information and not asking questions. So asking those questions is priceless, and being able to get the answers, even better. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are a fully packed, full-service store with the best of the best at great prices, with the most knowledgeable staff, and the best customer service that you'll ever experience. They make it easy, one, to create the dialogue, two, to create great relationships, three, to make sure you're choosing from the best of the best, and four, you know, making that want-to-go-to place that you're going to want to go back to and check in and, you know, help them work with you on your journey as you achieve and get closer to your goals. Once you get there, of course, they're there to help you hold on to it as well. So that's a great thing. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. All kinds of great information. Make sure to enter your email address so you'll start getting those really awesome newsletters that they've been working on so hard. And you can also print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store. Just go to stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, for tidbits of information, staying connected to the store and the wonderful staff, when you go to Facebook, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. That will keep you connected to the store, see what's going on in the store, in the industry, you know, and some great informational tidbits that might just be reminding of something you might have known, but maybe we forgot it along the way. Nothing like a friendly reminder. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Garden of Life, but the first half of the hour, we're going to talk about some changes in the industry, some things you're going to start to see. And, you know, we haven't addressed this yet, but they are things that people are going to be kind of shaking their head at. So we're going to be talking with Travis Lesperance today from Garden of Life. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University. He is a seasoned veteran in the natural products industry and has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation. Focusing on the philosophy of nutrition, Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve optimal health. Travis has also overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition with others so they can lead fuller and more active, and I think he would throw in there, healthier lives. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year. It's our first. Isn't our first show of the year?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, Happy New Year to you, sir.
You as well. Yeah, it's good to come into 2020 strong.
You know, I got to tell you, when we had suggested that we talk about some of these changes, I really think it's a good idea because of the fact that these are things that are going to happen if they're not already. And maybe having a little bit of information so when people start looking at things like labels and stuff like that, they'll have a better understanding. So what do you think that we should know moving forward? Obviously, people are learning how to read labels. People are understanding some of the jargon that's still out there on some of the not-so-clear, transparent companies. They're learning what to read. They're learning the many different names for things like sugar and things like that. You know, there's 50 different names for sugar kind of hidden. But what else is changing on the labels, and what should we look for? And does it affect what we're doing, or is it just more of a classification of putting them into a different category?
Yeah, so Garden of Life, along with pretty much the entire food industry and especially the supplement industry, has been hard at work over the last couple years preparing for some new changes that are coming to nutrition facts panel labels and supplement facts panel labels. And what's really interesting is that this is kind of an opportunity for, kind of the body of evidence that we have after so many decades of nutritional science to start to consolidate to make labels look a little bit better to read. But then there's also some wrinkles that are going to be new for people when they look at an updated supplement facts panel label on, let's say, a multivitamin or a nutrition facts panel on, let's say, a protein powder. So some of the things that we've been focusing on, and this is coming out of a ruling that came down in 2016. We say this is kind of new information, but things move very slowly when they're coming out of organizations like the FDA and responding to all the new science that's out there. So some of the things that we've had to address in many of our products are going to be changes to the actual RDA. Some of the vitamins have gone up substantially. We can kind of talk about some of those examples. Some of them have actually gone down a little bit, and I like to think that, when you consider why are some of these ingredients going up and going down, well, a lot of the science and research is showing that what the old RDA said was enough in order to prevent deficiency is not sufficient. But at the same time, the FDA had a challenge in looking at the food supply and then also balancing it with the fact that the government fortifies some of our foods, and some of those foods are foods that people who like to eat a little bit healthier are simply not eating, like refined white flour. So it's interesting, when you look at some of these RDAs, you notice that some of the vitamins went down on the basis that people are, that the government assumes that people are going to be consuming things like refined white flour, which is fortified with certain nutrients. So that's a little bit of an interesting note. But at the same time, when we look at how vitamins are measured, there was a lot of good progress in how we identify the dosage. So things like international units, which is a total mystery term, for the vast majority of consumers, especially not just because you don't know if that is a measure of volume, is it a measure of weight, what is it a measure of? But at the same time, an international unit can be different for different types of nutrients. So the shift from international units to the metric system of micrograms and milligrams and grams that we're all very familiar with when we're measuring nutrients, that also took place. But then lastly, how we look at labels, we're starting to see some changes to what's being declared. Now, I would say that Even if it doesn't affect Garden of Life as much, when we look at fresh foods or we look at grocery and dairy and bulk, grocery categories, we're now seeing potassium labeled as a mandatory nutrient on nutrition facts panels. So that's very exciting. There's a lot of excitement that has come out of what we've seen from these changes, but it's taken about 4 years in order to allow organizations that make a lot of products or that are big food producers to get all of their supply chains in line and prepared for the updated regulations. And so we're excited that we've been working on this for many years. And so when consumers come into the store, they might see a Garden of Life label, and it might look a little different from the product that they bought last month. But make no mistake, we're not changing the formulas. What we're changing is the updates to the regulations. And thankfully, that has led to, quite frankly, more information for consumers to have when they're trying to identify the nutrition in the food that they're consuming, and even supplements as well.
Well, let me ask you a question. I think an update was in order because, we've been doing the same thing for the same way for the longest time. And the world in the 80s and 90s is not the world today. People have changed. The environment has changed. Our stress level has changed. Weight has changed. The way that we approach food as a cultural event rather than a source of fuel for the body. The way that we decompress, the way that we handle our mood and negativity versus positivity. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on today. So we're not the same people. And, that's why I always am someone who tells people, every couple of years you should do an update. Because chances are, not only is there a better way to do what you've been doing for the last couple of years, it may be more economical. It could definitely be more effective and more available to your body to digest and break down. But also, you're 2 years, 3 years older, and your body might have different needs now than it did before. You might have been on the cusp. So maybe making things more legible, and you know how we are. We'll get used to things and we'll adjust to the labeling. But, maybe this way of looking at things might allow people to maybe take that extra minute to make sure they're getting the right thing. So that's what we can hope for.
Yeah, and what's interesting too is that you see almost the philosophy of nutritional science from a government level start to shift a little bit too, especially, as you harken back to the 80s, when we knew what that was all about. That was low fat and certainly led to the rise of a lot more sugars and refined carbohydrates to replace it. But we now find that the total fat recommendation for daily value amounts has been moved from 65 grams to 78 grams. Now, the amount of saturated fat, 20 grams, that still stays unchanged. And we know the American Heart Association still has an interesting position on things like MCTs coming from coconut oil. But we're seeing that shift, right? And so along with that, we see that the total carbohydrate recommendation, which if you're familiar kind of with just the ballpark numbers we've been working with for many years, it's 300 grams. That now has moved down to 275. And at the same time, dietary fiber, in a real hard-fought struggle, we went from 25 to 28 grams. So, we got to be thankful for every little inch we get in terms of, kind of moving the central dogma of nutritional science in the right direction. But those are just nice little aspects that we've noted. And this is something that the National Institutes of Health, they're constantly looking at the body of evidence, and they try to get together every 5 years to look at changes that need to be made. But you're exactly right. This is many of these changes were changes that were needed. And thankfully, this is perhaps the biggest overhaul we've seen in the recommended dietary allowances and label changes that we've really ever had. So we've made a lot of improvement. There's still a lot more to go. But let's just take, for example, something like vitamin C. For decades, the RDA for vitamin C was 60 milligrams. But the new RDA that will be represented on labels is 90 milligrams. So it went up 50%. So you have to wonder to yourself, did we just all of a sudden need to get 50% more vitamin C in our diet to avoid scurvy, or have we always needed at least that 50% more in order to maintain a good vitamin C status? And of course, we always have to remember that RDAs are there to help, generally speaking, from the vast majority of the population, prevent a strict deficiency. that in no way helps us to maintain optimal status, especially as we go into cold and flu season, especially as we have foods that are not going to be so rich in vitamin C throughout many months of the year. So how do we maintain proper status? It really goes beyond just getting 100% of our RDAs. It's all about making sure that we're getting really good, high-quality foods whenever possible, and then supplementing when necessary to be able to fill those gaps out. So there's so many different examples that have really highlighted the need for new science, and those are being represented in the labels that you'll see on the shelves in the right now and in the months coming forward.
You know, my question comes in, you know, over the years, we've been able to, you know that we were labeling everything correctly and doing it the way we were supposed to do it. But it seemed like some of the mainstream parts of our culture were still going from maybe a different protocol. Is this going to be across the board as far as food and labeling for everybody or just in health food stores and nutritional supplements?
Yeah, so it's an interesting little history over the last 4 years. My understanding was that the original proposal was that all brands, food and supplement, really everything that the FDA governs in terms of our food supply, the initial regulation was that all brands were going to have this in line in 2018. And so we've actually been scrambling at that pace since 2016, 2017 to be prepared for this. But there were a couple lobbying efforts from some really big food producers in kind of the grocery industry, kind of these old school producers. We don't have to name names here, but they really pushed to say, you know, it's just really too hard to change the label on our products for, you know, things like cupcakes and things like croissants and all the foods that people just love to have. So we should be given a little bit more time to prepare for these things. And I think part of that, quite frankly, is that, you know, with more information on these nutrition facts panels, it reveals that there's less nutrition in some of the food in our food supply. So they were given until 2020 to be able to make these changes. And so, you know, in one sense, the whole food industry kind of, you know, took their foot off the gas and said, okay, we'll be ready to go by then. But I can tell you right now that, you know, just kind of behind the scenes and, you know, behind the curtains at Garden of Life, we have been feverishly preparing for a lot of these label changes, and we make a lot of products and supplements have a lot of different ingredients to them. So it's something that we've been excited about. It's something that we've been preparing for, and we've been releasing many of these products into the market with updated labels for many months now. But you're going to start seeing a whole lot more as you know, kind of the 2020 kind of rolls through. So I would just say that you're to be prepared for whatever brand and products that you like. Every single brand has to succumb to these new regulations, and that's largely a good thing. But when you see vitamin A move from an international unit to a microgram, don't be alarmed. It's likely the same dose. It's just going to be better called out in terms of how it's measured. You know, when you see vitamin D, this is the big one. Everybody comes in and they look for thousands of IUs. Well, now that's going to be measured in micrograms. So what used to be 400 IUs, your 100% daily allowance, certainly not sufficient for a lot of us, that's only 10 micrograms. And now the new RDA has doubled from 400 IUs to 800 IUs. And many of us would say, well, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what I need to take in order to maintain my levels. But even still, it's now going to be labeled as 20 micrograms. So these are things that people are going to have to adjust to. It's going to take some time. But it definitely makes a more consistent message in how we measure and how we understand nutrients in our food supply. And I think it at the end of the day, it leads to a better body of information that we can consistently work through to be able to understand what we're eating.
Now, will the changes be reflected on the singular nutrients as well as the blends and combinations?
Absolutely. And that's kind of part of the challenge, is that when you have formulas like a multivitamin, that's going to have, you know, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, at least as best as you can represent it in one tablet or two tablets or capsules. But certainly single nutrient formulas are going to have to represent that. So when you look at that shelf of vitamin D in the coming months, you're going to see that huge change. They might still put the IUs on there, but they'll certainly have to be telling you how many micrograms that you're going to be getting. But then when you move into things like the B vitamins, you know, you get a complex like a B complex or the B complex and a multivitamin, you'll see some of those numbers change a little bit as well. So what was interesting was that the B vitamins actually lost a little bit in terms of what gets you to 100% of your daily values. But once again, that's where kind of this tough interplay comes in between what's best for all humans on average, and then what is the government already doing to the food supply. And I guess their recommendation was more so we don't want people to have to think that they're not getting enough B vitamins so long as they consume our fortified refined grains. But of course, we know that in our industry, that's something that people sometimes try to stay away from because they want to get better sources of nutrition. So although you might see some of the RDAs go down a little bit in many of the products, you'll see that the dose doesn't change from what you used to be getting. And so you're now actually getting a higher percent of your daily value, but it's just what you have always been getting. They've just changed the numbers a little bit. So like I said, it's kind of tricky the way that it all kind of works out. But in general, we've moved towards a great direction, and all brands, all products have to conform to the new standards.
Now, let me ask you a question. You had kind of alluded to this, but do you think they'll leave the training wheels on for a while, you know, the in parentheses, so people have a reference?
I imagine they would. And I know that at Garden of Life, we too, as well, we're interested in making sure that people have time to kind of adjust. And, you know, it's the new math of how nutritional science works. So one of the things that you'll notice on any product on the shelf, and this is just maybe a little bit of an overall lesson in general, if you want to know what type of vitamin is inside of your multivitamin, all you have to do is look in the parentheses next to the vitamin itself. So if you see vitamin A in parentheses, it says beta carotene. That tells you it's plant form beta carotene. Now, one of the new rules that has come out, and don't want to get too far into the science here, but one of the new rules that's come out is stipulating that if it's a plant form, it's half as strong as an animal form, because if you consume the plant form, you have to convert it. So many of us know this, but that'll also be stipulated in the daily value amount that you're getting. But examples like vitamin D, we will have the microgram amount, but then in the parentheses, we will tell you how many IUs that you're getting, so that you can do the quick math in your head, but you can also see the dose that you were getting before. So we definitely want to make sure that consumers know exactly what they're getting according to what they're used to, but we also want to conform to the new standards, which quite frankly are a little bit easier to follow across the board when we measure vitamins in terms of micrograms, milligrams, and grams, rather than international units, which who even knows what that even means, right?
So did you guys have to make the adjustments with things like protein powders and bars?
Yeah, and so one of the interesting things about Garden of Life's products is that not everything we make, we're a supplement company, but not everything we make has a supplement facts panel. Some of the products that we have, especially our protein powders, they actually have a nutrition facts panel, which means that given all the ingredients we use, which are whole food, organic, non-GMO, those ingredients are treated as food rather than treated as a supplement ingredient. And so it can be tricky once you kind of get down to that level of how we understand ingredients in the food supply, but we don't deal with isolates, we don't deal with synthetics, but even still, when we updated our nutrition facts panels, we're labeling things like the amount of potassium that you're getting. And that's really an interesting nutrient. You know, Garden of Life doesn't make a strict potassium product, so it's a little tricky to do in the supplement industry. But when you look at the RDA, or at least the daily value that was changed from before to now, we now know that we need 4,700 milligrams of potassium every day. I mean, that's more than all the other minerals in your diet combined, right? So this is a nutrient that people just didn't think about before. We certainly know that sodium is something that we want to watch and see how much we're getting in the diet. But we just kind of forgot about the mineral that balances sodium and really is your master electrolyte inside of your cells. So that's one that consumers will now get the benefit of knowing how much potassium they're getting. Some people will say to themselves, wow, I'm getting a good amount based off the foods that I'm eating and I didn't even know. But many of us are going to say, wow, I'm just really not getting a lot of potassium, and that's a nutrient that I should probably start to look to shore up in my diet. But the fact that it's now a nutrient that is of concern and is mandated to be labeled, I think that's good for everybody.
You know, it always amazes me that for so many years, you go back 20, 30, 40 years ago when I began, omega-3s, vitamin D, and potassium were always hanging out on the bottom shelf. You know, and rarely do people even talk about them. Hardly anybody purchased them. And today they have become even more important and shining stars in our industry. So, yeah, I tell people all the time, I said, never assume that, you know, what you're doing today may not be even more essential, you know, a week down the road, a month, a year, a decade. So that's why it's good to have good coverage and make sure that things are absorbable so you're getting what you should be getting all along the way.
Yeah, and I think the main principle that we should never forget too is that when we're sticking with whole food, minimally processed, maximally diverse diets, you know, when we go into the produce section, there's not a nutrition facts panel on an apple. There's not a nutrition facts panel on our spinach. Maybe if it's in a bag, then we'll get the facts panel on the back. But if we're sticking to whole foods, we're doing the best job we can in terms of that minimum insurance policy to get a broad spectrum of nutrients. Nutrition facts panels are there to help you understand where you need to shore up your gaps and where you're missing nutrients when you're buying heavily processed foods. But then in the supplement industry, it's all about helping you to understand what nutrients you're getting that are going to be delivered to fill those gaps. So, you know, the whole kind of concept of nutritional science is twofold. Number one, what's in our food? And then number two, what's not in kind of the modern food supply? So we need to balance those two out. Supplements do a great job of helping us fill the gaps of where we need them. And especially if you're getting supplements from a food-based, organic, non-GMO source, all the more so, you're not just getting those isolated nutrients to kind of, you know, check off each individual variable, but you're getting a whole broad spectrum of everything that whole food provides to help you to buffer those nutrients that you absolutely do need. So these changes are going to be coming across the whole industry, kind of conventional food systems as well as the organic food systems alike. So be on the lookout for everything that's going to be coming down in 2020.
We're talking today with Travis L'Esperance. We're talking about Garden of Life. We're talking about changes in our industry, things we're all going to start seeing. So this is a great prelude to what's coming. Don't worry. They'll guide you through it. The store will guide you through it. And, of course, all the companies will give you what you need to be able to move in the forward, updated position, if you will. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Travis. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means vitamin code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, vitamin code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full supply, the full line, and all the awesome products from Garden of Life available every single day at Stay Healthy. Always ask for coupons to see what's available. It might just be the things you're purchasing today where the extra coupon can be used above and beyond the sale price. Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho in Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, Travis Lesperance is with us today representing Garden of Life. We've been talking about some of the changes in labeling that you're going to see that's been coming down for a while, and they have been working tirelessly to get that stuff done and updated. If you had to summarize what we just talked about, what would you say?
I would say that the industry has made a lot of progress in terms of helping people to understand what's in their products. The FDA has recently updated their guidelines on what constitutes 100% of the daily value of many nutrients, and that's led to a lot of nutrients going up substantially, like vitamin C and vitamin D. We've had a couple of years to work towards making sure we have all these labels updated, but you're going to see the entire industry update many labels. Rest assured, the vast majority of products from all brands are not going to be changing their formulas at all, but you might see numbers change a little bit when it comes to daily values according to new recommendations. So there's no alarm to be had, but we've been working tirelessly to make those changes happen.
So the rest of the day today, we're going to be talking about collagen. I remember when we first did one of the first shows on collagen, it just kind of, people kind of stopped in their tracks because I don't think they were, you know, really understanding of what collagen does and what it can do and what we need it to do and what it should be doing. I don't think people knew that we weren't getting an adequate amount in our diet. And I think most people at one point in time probably thought it was more just for beauty. And we're learning so many different things today. When you now segue a few years later up till today, collagen has really made a dramatic difference, and I see you have new products that are available on the line. Marge wanted to let everybody know that the new products are 35% off. You can take advantage of that discount, and at the same time, they have a coupon you can use on it as well. I think it's a $3 off coupon off the 35% off sale price. So let's talk about those new collagen products. It was funny because, you know, we just came out with all of these and now we got new stuff coming out. Is it new technology, maybe new flavors, maybe new pinpointed condition specific? Where are we going to Garden of Life?
Yeah, so we were a little bit surprised last year in 2019 just at how popular collagen was in the industry. And I think it really spoke to a couple things. Collagen as a protein powder is really versatile. It can be used in pretty much any application. Of course, you know, you go back, you know, kind of through time when it comes to, you know, the last 40, 50 years of gelatin and things like that. And we know back in the day, the bodybuilders used to use it for things like recovery, and people used to use it for hair, skin, and nails. But we now know that it's just such an incredibly versatile protein for pretty much all applications, including just, you know, having a healthy diet in general. Next to that, it's really easy to mix, and that can be something of a challenge for individuals with certain protein powders. You know, taste and texture is incredibly difficult to really just, you know, kind of get right. And we go through kind of many lengths to make sure that we deal with things like our plant proteins. But ultimately, I think that the reason why collagen has become so popular, it's actually the number one category of supplements in the entire industry, is mainly because of the nutrition that it gives you. So when we look at a collagen protein, what we really find is that ultimately it is a glycine and proline. Those are two of the most dominant amino acids in your body. It is the strongest source of those two amino acids out of all proteins that we know of. So that makes it really different than something like whey protein or plant protein. And so when we came out with our collagens last year, we had our beauty formulas, we had our unflavored, you know, just very easy to mix and match. And, you know, we saw some research and we saw some new ingredients that we just felt should be combined with collagen to make it a more potent formula for 2020. And so one of those is going to be our Super Beauty, which, as you can imagine, goes beyond the beauty formula that we have. The beauty formula really focuses on the cofactors to help us build collagen, things like biotin and vitamin C, silica. But the Super Beauty goes into how can we protect our skin from things like inflammation or things like free radical oxidation, but even exposure to sunlight. How can, you know, kind of what's going on inside of your cells and your cell membranes, how can that respond to the stresses that we come across in the environment? And then just as well, you know, we know that people are always in need of getting more greens in their diet, more fruits, more vegetables, specifically vegetables. And so we felt that we could do a really good job at making kind of a two-for-one, a greens collagen formula that actually supplies you with more greens than our actual greens powder. So we wanted to supercharge that formula to give people an opportunity to kind of get that dose of collagen that they need, as well as get a really big dose of things like spinach and kale with real servings, not just, you know, kind of pixie dust amounts that you might see in the industry often. Then, as well as kind of those formulas, we also wanted to kind of have some fun formulas, things that you can use in, you know, kind of in applications that you might have been doing already, but we wanted to really tailor a product specific towards that with things like a collagen creamer, you know, something you could put into your coffee that's paleo certified, that gives you a lot of MCTs from our coconut oil. And then just as well, our collagen protein, which is more of like a recovery formula, big old dose of collagen, you know, for those who get their meats, they get their dairy in their diet, you know, maybe they're more paleo and they're making sure they're getting good quality proteins, but they want to make sure they get that big dose of that connective tissue protein to help balance it all out across the board. So we have a bunch of different formulas that we wanted to work on here, but a lot of it comes down to, you know, some of the applications that we know that people love using their collagen for and making formulas specific for them.
You know, somebody just chimed in and she says, I hope I'm doing this okay. I do use the creamer in my coffee. Yes, I have 4 cups of coffee a day, but I use it every time that I have my coffee and I love it. But I also am using one or two other collagen products in the line. And what I've noticed is, well, one, I'm taking a lot of collagen, but number two, I have fingernails for the first time in 30 years. My hair is growing so fast. My skin has dramatically changed and my gut. Yes, I probably should have quit drinking coffee, but my gut has gotten so much better and foods that would upset it no longer upset it. Can I use multiple formulas? Do I need to back it down a little bit or can I play around with this and listen to my body? That's a really good question.
Yeah, well, I think that the beauty of collagen, you know, mm-hmm. kind of no pun intended there, is the idea that what it's giving you is not a protein powder that's just going to be adding grams of protein to the amount that you need in your day. So if let's say you need 100 grams of protein, you know, kind of to keep you going, help you just recover from the ins and outs of exercise and things like that, you can get that protein from so many different sources. And as long as you're getting a couple different sources, plants, you know, animal foods, you know, you can mix and match, you're generally going to be doing all right. But one of the things that we've noticed, especially as we've moved out of ancestral diets, especially as we move more towards prepackaged meats and, you know, ready-to-serve dairy products that are found in grocery stores, is when we kind of measure out the balance of all the different amino acids that you're getting, we're not getting as much of the simplest amino acids that have so much use in the body, which is why when you hear about collagen, You hear hair, skin, and nails. You hear gut health. You hear methylation. You hear sleep. You hear all these different things, and it's because your body's demand for glycine and proline. Many people just buy these parts as a supplement by themselves as an isolate, but collagen, more than anything else, is like a glycine and proline supplement in a whole food form. So you're getting this supercharged dose of these very simple amino acids, very digestible, very absorbable, that your body can put right to work for all of those different uses. So ultimately, the question is, how much collagen do I need minimally, and then how much collagen can I take maximally? Well, minimally, we know that if we were to kind of balance out all the protein in our diet, typically something like 1 gram of collagen for every 10 grams of protein that we eat, that's generally going to balance out the minimum glycine and proline needs that we have in order to keep our systems running without having to force our body to make our own glycine. But if we want to maximize our body's use of it, that's where you kind of play around with it. But the beauty of collagen is that this is a protein powder, right? There's no kind of fancy alkaloid or, there's no ingredient in there that's going to challenge the liver if we take too much. It's just protein. So the amount that's going to benefit us is really going to be determined by our experience with it and kind of finding that middle ground. But ultimately, the one thing I would say is that collagen as a protein powder is not designed to replace other proteins in your body or in your diet minimally. It's really designed to help balance out all the other proteins. So it's not a complete protein in itself. We should never expect it to be that, but it is the ultimate complementary protein. So finding the amount that you need is really based off experience, but typically somewhere around 1 gram of collagen per 10 grams of normal protein we get otherwise. That's what it takes to balance out those glycine and proline content.
You know, there's a lot of people out there whose digestive systems have been compromised, and obviously we have done many, many shows on probiotics and digestive enzymes and chewing your food and changing your diet. And it's always interesting to me, I love this, is when I hear from somebody who says, you know, I've changed my diet and my gut is so much better and, you know, I'm doing fine, but I didn't see, even 6 months later, when I started taking collagen, I never saw a difference in my hair and my fingernails and toenails. And what that tells me is that collagen is something that the body wants. It's something that the body needs, and it's something that the body really desires to have in a very absorbable form. And if you give it to your body, it's going to put it, use it, and you know, utilize it in the areas that it needs to be done. And the nice thing is you get to see some things on the inside, but you see a lot of things on the external side of your body that are very visible to you, to others, and to the mirror.
Yeah, and you mentioned gut health, and that's such a huge element. You know, when we think of what our body does with protein when we consume it, obviously our minds immediately go towards things like muscles, right, helping to stimulate muscle growth. And we know that proteins that are real high in things like branched chain amino acids and leucine, those are great for stimulating muscle synthesis, which is what we want, specifically after a hard, kind of a round of exercise. But when we think about all the other functions that are going on in the body, organ health, how about hair, skin, and nail health? Those are made up of proteins. How about our bones? That's made up of collagen. The vast majority of the weight of your bones is not actually even minerals. It's protein. That's where we get bone broth from when we stew it for hours. But then next to that, gut health. And this is an area where, kind of the science is just really not really well understood by your average person. So when we consume food and it goes from our stomach into our small intestine, our small intestine, just like every other system of our body, needs energy in order to function. And so other systems, like our muscles, they might like to burn carbohydrates or they might like to burn fatty acids. You go down to the colon, and the colon really likes the short-chain fatty acids that are made by the fermentation of fibers from your gut microbes. So there's a nice little symbiotic relationship there. But in the small intestine, the number one source of fuel that your small intestine likes to use is actually the amino acids that are being absorbed from the food that you get your protein from. So that's where something like collagen can come in, and it's giving you a good array of the specific amino acids that your small intestine likes to burn for energy. And so one of the nice things about protein is that it not just serves a kind of energy or a structural purpose of helping to hold us together. And collagen certainly is the glue that holds us together. 30% of the protein in your body right now is collagen, but it also can serve as that energy source when needed, especially by specific tissues like the gut. So we know that that amino acids like glutamine are very helpful for kind of maintaining gut integrity, but so too are the glycine and proline contents that come specifically from proteins like collagen in such high amounts. These are also amino acids that are heavily used by the gut to help it maintain integrity, permeability, and making sure that your small intestine is able to function properly. So, you know, historically we used to eat nose to tail. We would get all the nutrition we could from an animal source if we were going to consume an animal at all, not just the muscle meats, not just the organs, you know, everything. But nowadays we just simply don't do that. So that's where the imbalance might come out, and that's what might make collagen protein so helpful for bringing that balance back in.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you are using this, and let's say you like putting it in your smoothie or adding it to your oatmeal or putting it in soups or salsas or protein shakes or whatever, can you use it incorrectly or can you use it however you want because it's stable?
Yeah, it's been an interesting claim. I've heard it pop up kind of here and there is when you combine collagen with other proteins, it makes it not work very well. And sometimes I hear things like that, and I just wonder to myself, you know, how did we arrive at such a conclusion? Because when I look back on human history, I think, where did we get our collagen from historically? Oh, we got it from the animals that we cooked and we ate. And were we just separating out the pure collagen from the muscles and from everything else? Were we only eating the collagen separated from the stews and the roasts with vegetables and plants and everything else that was mixed in there? No. You know, the more diverse our diet is, the better off we are. And collagen is a protein just like any other protein. Now, one of the challenges of getting that collagen out is making it so that it's digestible and bioavailable. But we have our collagen in the form of peptides, which means that it's ready to go. It's immediately available for your body to get into the system and have it go to work. So mixing it with other types of things like your coffee or your smoothies, or like you mentioned, this is one of those those few examples of protein in the supplement industry that can actually be used as a fantastic culinary ingredient as well. It'll thicken up your soups. It's not going to gel. It's not going to set like, you know, Jell-O would or something like that. But it'll give it that wonderful creamy texture and simply just add nutrition to whatever it is you're eating. And nothing takes away from it because it's a protein just like other proteins.
What about kids?
It's in the same category, right? So, you know, when it comes to how much protein does a kid need, that's a measure of grams, right? So, you know, when you're thinking to yourself, if I have a supplement protein powder, let's assume that we don't have clinically studied doses of things like superoxide dismutase, a master antioxidant. That was studied with adults, so that's not something that is recommended for kids on the label. Or something like 10 milligrams of our algae astaxanthin powder. That's a really big dose of an antioxidant, probably not suitable for a child. But when we're thinking about something like our collagen protein powder that has, you know, watermelon seed protein and hemp seed protein, you know, this is kind of super seeds added, food sources added to collagen food. Absolutely, this is something that the whole family can enjoy. It really just comes down to, you know, how much does my child need in terms of overall grams of protein? So if that kid needs, you know, 30 grams in their day, then, you know, maybe not a whole scoop of 20 grams of collagen, maybe a quarter scoop. Maybe make a bigger smoothie and then break off a smaller cup. I know that's what we do here at home with my kids. They just get some of the smoothie that we're making. They just get a smaller amount because they're smaller, right? So the whole family can enjoy collagen. Once again, it's just a protein just like any others, but it's a specific type of protein that helps to balance out all the other proteins in the diet.
You know, I think we're going to see a lot more of collagen. I barely think it's even knocked on the front door, if you will. And I think we're going to see more and more and more. And a lot of people, you know what, Travis, they do gravitate toward it because of the beauty aspects or maybe because of the joints or the energy or the gut. But we're going to continue to have even more studies done showing that it actually can work on a lot of different areas that right now we may think it, but we'll be able to show it soon.
Yeah, and I think that the kind of the objective element of what is collagen doing for me? That seems to be cut and dry right now, and even more evidence is just kind of piling on at this point. But one of the elements that often gets overlooked, especially in the supplement industry, is the sourcing. Where is it all coming from? And so, you know, sometimes it's just the reality, you know, when it comes to the food industry. Sometimes you have to bite the bullet for ingredients that simply don't exist, that are organic, as in an organic form. But when we look at something like collagen, it's kind of we're in a little bit of a pickle, because collagen is such a great form of nutrition that's been so often overlooked for so long, right? We used to get it. We didn't even know we were really getting it. And then now we know, oh, geez, we're missing it. So we're starting to add it back in. But for so long, the source of connective tissue, such as things like bone broth or gelatin or collagen, everything, right, the glue that holds us together, this has been coming from, you know, probably the worst side of the food industry, right? So, you know, typically collagen is ultimately coming from things like beef cattle. And, you know, we know that we want that nutrition out, but at the same time, we know where beef cattle comes from, and it's a mixed bag across the board. But in the West, in the United States, you know, typically our beef cattle is going to be grain-fed and hormone-injected and all the stuff that we're trying to avoid. So making sure you're getting a clean collagen can be just as important as getting collagen itself. And one of the things that we've guaranteed with Garden of Life's collagen protein powders is that every single one of them is paleo-certified through the Paleo Foundation. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the beef cattle we source are all from hunter-gatherer, you know, societies, and you know, they're not eating, you know, anything that's been, you know, agriculturally produced, or, you know, they walk around with spears in their hands. No, what we're really referring to here is that these animals are being held to the same standards that you would expect pretty much a wild animal to be held to in terms of its nutrition and its health. So built right into the standards of being paleo certified is that all herbivores must be 100% grass-fed and pasture-raised. And it just kind of makes sense, right? If you're going to domesticate an animal like a cow and then call it paleo, well, how do you square that? You have to make sure that it's been raised like the wild animal would be. So we have grass-fed on all of our collagens, and we're not just making that up. It's through the Paleo Foundation, mm-hmm. who's going into our farms. They're 100% sourced from German beef cattle farms. There's absolute segregation between our grass-fed cows and grain-fed and grain-finished cows, and some of the sources that you would never even know are in the food supply, but there they are. And we guarantee that our cows are grass-fed from start to finish, and so that collagen is coming to you exactly as you'd expect from those healthy sources.
Travis, thank you. Awesome information today. Thank you for entertaining both the front and the back of the show with different great topics. You have a great day, and once again, Happy New Year, my friend.
You as well. Thank you, Dr. Bird.
My guest today, Travis L'Esperance from Garden of Life, representing Garden of Life. Of course, all their products available at Stay Healthy Every Day. The new collagen products are 35% off. Don't forget to ask for your $3 off coupon that you can use above and beyond the sale price. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade here in the Valley. So go there for longevity, go there for quality products, go there for conversation, dialogue, and for being able to know that you're heading in the right direction and create awesome relationships, because they are so good at what they do. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Once again, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Check out all the Garden of Life. They've got great products. You can check them all out every day at Stay Healthy. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune into the show. Remember, if you can't tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily. You can download the podcast on your schedule at your convenience, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, everyone. Do something good. Do something healthy. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.